So how did you feel about that story in the last video? How do you feel about holes? Can you relate to the hole? Do you know what the hole is? Now, when it comes to life coaching, all right, this is the very essence of what people are going to be coming to you for, to help them out of the hole that they find themselves in. So all I really want to do here is just share a few further distinctions to help you understand the very nature of the hole. Because if you think about it, the hole within itself isn't and never will be the problem, never has been the problem. All right. What, think about it, right? What are the kind of main problems that people have in life? People have problems in their relationships. They're stuck in a rut, in a dead-end relationship that's going round and round in circles. They might be stuck in a dead-end job. They might have just lost their job. They might have, someone might have died. It might be the economy. It might be the weather. There's some people that go to the doctors today for, is it seasonal attitude disorder, or it's got another title, but you know, for this emotional problem that they have that's completely correlated and related to the weather, which is, I'm not going to say that's insanity, you can if you want, but I never said that. What I'm saying here is that it's not so much the problems, the actual things that that causes problems in life. Because this is a self-awareness section, and I just want you to become more aware of yourself in view of better understanding other people. And if you think about it, things are never going to be our problems. The hole, we could fall into this hole physically and be stuck down here. And this still isn't the problem. The only problem that we ever have in life is the way in which we feel about the circumstances and the situations that we find ourselves in. Think about it, all right? Have you ever had a problem when you've felt happy, elated, excited, at peace within oneself, joyous, relaxed, ecstatic? Any of these great feelings and emotions? And the answer is no, of course you don't. You don't have a problem when you feel unhappy. Hence the reason there are some people around the world who commit their whole lives to this pursuit of happiness. Now, we've already looked at the difference between happiness and fulfillment, haven't we? So we already understand that fulfillment is better than happiness. But when we have problems in life, what we're actually given reference to is not so much our circumstances, but the way in which we are feeling about our circumstances. So I thought it'd be useful just to take a few moments here, just to explain this, just to simply spell it out. That in life, we're never actually reacting to reality. We're only ever reacting to our perception of reality. Because if you fall into this hole and you know how to get out, well, it's not going to be a problem for you. But if you were to fall into this hole and feel that you weren't able to get out, well, then the hole's going to become completely overwhelming. This is going to become a real problem for you. Now, I am speaking metaphorically here, all right? And I'm going to be giving quite a bit of reference to this hole throughout, much throughout the rest of the course. Not in every single video, but every now and again, sporadically. But if you think about it, this is completely true, all right? The greatest problem that we have in life are not our external situations or our circumstances. It's only the way in which we feel about these things. So the rest of this section I'm going to devote, after I tell you my own personal story in the next video, to helping you understand yourself completely from the inside out. We're going to be looking at how your thoughts influence your emotions, how your emotions influence the actions that you take or that you don't take. We're going to be looking at how your actions or inactions influence and completely determine the outcomes that you go on to experience in life. Because it's these very outcomes that we are going to perceive as being problems for us or not. And if we understand our own internal processes, then this more than qualifies us to understand and empathically relate to the problems, the circumstances, the situations, and the holes of other people. So you'll be glad to hear this is just a quick short video, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next.